السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my beloved elders and brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer and nourisher. Peace and blessings be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, as most of us might be aware, today is the 8th of Sha'ban. And this is now, as you might call it, downhill to Ramadan. We have 3 weeks left for the month of Ramadan. And I'm sure we heard this from many ulama previously, just as the ladies at home are preparing for the month of Ramadan from a few months beforehand, so too should our a'mal start increasing and the preparation for the month of Ramadan increase now. So much so that those that are perhaps reading one page of Quran a day, increase that to 1.5 pages. Those that are reading one sipara. Ramadan is not only for kuffaz. A few months before Ramadan, we'll see the kuffaz sitting with the Quran and ring the door in preparation for Taraweeh. And we look at them, but it doesn't mean the preparation is only for them. The preparation is for all of us. And we all have to start preparing for the month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, my respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to see the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to take full benefit from the month of Ramadan. Respected elders and friends, many of us know, and my subject today is not actually the preparation for the month of Ramadan. Many of us know that next week Friday would be the 14th of February. And everybody knows the 14th of February is Valentine's Day. How many people would know that next week Friday is also the 15th of Sha'ban, which according to some mufassireen and muhaddithin, that the books of your a'mal, new books are opened. So my respected elders and friends, the hadith or the ayat I have recited in the beginning, unfortunately we as an ummah, there was a time in society, not very long ago, 20, 30 years ago, when at 12 o'clock, the masjid was full. And we came with our parents, and from 12 o'clock, unfortunately as an ummah today, not only have we become lazy to read, which was the first command given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read. So we become lazy to read. Not only have we become lazy to read, we have become lazy to listen even. So now we will find that if the bayan ends at 20 to 1 or quarter to 1, then people are still strolling in. Sometimes people are here by half past, but they're standing outside and talking. Some of them are smoking and wasting time because we have become lazy to even listen. Now, my respected elders and friends, we need to realize one thing. When we were young, our parents were strict on us with regards to going to madrasa, and we grew up with a firm deen. Deen was implanted in our heart firmly. But unfortunately, as time is going, our youngsters are not getting that same, are not being pushed to that same limit. So some of them go to madrasa, some of them go to madrasa on certain days, some of them go to convenience madrasas, Some of them, they go to madrasa when they can because they've got sports and they've got other things. And that iman is not being cemented in their heart. You know, it is said, it is a saying that goes, al-ilmu fi sigar kan-naqshi fil hajar. Knowledge given to a young child, it is like you are making a mark on a stone. You are making a dent on that stone. So that stone, after it has this dent, you put it in water, you throw it into the sand, knock it against the wall, that mark will still stay there. So that knowledge needs to come to our youngsters. But our youngsters are busy with other things, and we won't see the change now, but as they grow up, they didn't have that firm cementing of deen in their heart. Then they're not pitching up in time for the bayan in the masjid. Then now this new pedal craze at the time of maybe a big night. We already got a booking, Maulana. We're going for our pedal. So slowly, slowly, deen becomes lesser in their lives. And what they will give to their children will be even lesser. And wallahi, my respected elders and friends, history has shown us that if we continue in this trajectory, then 50 years down the line, or 100 years down the line, Allah Ta'ala save our children, but there will be no deen or iman left in them. Anyway, my respected elders and friends, that's just by the way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, La tattakhidu bitanatam min dunikum, La ya'lunakum khabala. Do not take as a confidant, do not take as someone close to you. Bitana is, sometimes they refer to it as your vest. La tattakhidu bitanatam min dunikum, those beside you. In other words, the non-Muslims, La ya'lunakum khabala, they will leave no stone unturned in causing you harm. Waddu ma anittum, they are joyous and they love that which is happening to you. Qada badatil baghdau min afwahihim, that hatred has come out from their mouth already. And we're seeing it. We're reading the news. We can see what's happening now. Now they're going to take over Gaza again. After 1.5 years they couldn't come right. Now they want to try again and send US troops. Qada badatil baghdau min afwahihim. This, by the way, I always say that Donald Trump is good for us because he tells you what he's thinking. Unlike the other presidents who smile by you and then from the back something is happening. So in that way we know our enemy. And we know by him saying what he is saying, it's waking people up. So قَدَ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. This hatred has come out from their mouth, but what they hold in their heart is even worse. Now, taking that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this advice and this nasihat. Now, my respected elders and friends, taking that ayat on one side and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the other side, where Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَتَتَّبِعَنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, you will follow the ways of those before you. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ, hand span by hand span, inch by inch. حَتَّى لَوْ سَلَكُوا جُحْرَ دَبِّنْ لَسَلَكْتُمُوا, you will follow them to such a degree that if they have to enter into a lizard's hole, you will follow them into the lizard's hole. He says, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى, are you saying that we will be following the ways of the Christians and the Jews? قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَمَنْ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, then who else I'm talking about? And we can see this happening, my respected elders and friends. We are coming now towards Valentine's. And we know, especially the youngsters, but not only the youngsters, even the elders, how much of preparations in advance. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not saying you mustn't love your wife. But the rest is not interested in how much you love your wife. This is a time that they promote their promiscuity, and it's more a promotion of zina and for you to part with your hard-earned money. They're only interested in your money. You know, somebody jokingly said, he said, Maulana, this year dunya is so expensive. If you want to give your wife something expensive, don't give her flowers, give her dunya. So, on the lighter side. But my respected elders and friends, we have become entangled in this web. So much so that it's become such a part of our life that by seeing what others are doing, you feel you are missing out. And if you don't do it, It is as if you did something wrong.
What?
Valentine's Day. You never bought something for your wife. My respected elders and friends, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Tahaddu tahabbu. Give gifts, it will create mutual love. Not on Valentine's Day. All the time. Give gifts to your wife all the time. You don't have to single out a certain day because the kuffar have singled it out. And my respected elders and friends, this is the style of the kuffar. They act as if they are the champion of a certain thing. So they will set up a Mother's Day. How wonderful a Mother's Day. So for that one day, Mother's Day, they look after their mother, take her out for a meal. 364 days, throw her in an old age home. But Islam came to say that Jannat lies under the foot of your feet of your mother. There's no singling out of one day to love your mother. In the same way, they come with this Valentine's Day. So therefore you'll find, you know, you say you don't need to have an Oscar to know what Valentine's Day brings. And those of you all that know what happened on the 14th of February will know what I'm talking about. So my respected elders and friends, you don't need to single out one day. Are we suffering from an inferiority complex? Do we need these days to follow the kuffar? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, sunana man kana tattabi'unna sunana man kana qablakum. Shibran bi shibrin, dira'an bi dira'in. And that's what we are doing. The woman feels bad. My husband didn't think of me on this Valentine's Day. The day before, the day after, the fight is on in the house, that's fine. But Valentine's Day, don't forget my gift and my flowers. My respected elders and friends, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to show us the perfect deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum. Must I not show you something that if you do it, it will create love between the husband and wife. It will create love between the community. Afshu salama bainakum. Make salam to each other. You want to create love between the husband and wife? Start with salam. Not with gifts and flowers. Start with salam. It's no use that we want to create this love and show our love on one day of the year. And the rest of the time we can't even follow the way shown to us by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to create this love. And that is make salam between the spouses. Afshu salama bainakum. So my respected elders and friends, if we go into the history of Valentine, there are so many. Islam has come with its own way. We don't follow the ways of the people before. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they needed to make a call towards prayer, so different rives were taken, different mashura was taken. Somebody said, no, the Christians ring a bell and the Jews, they burn a fire. And there's different ways. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this ummah through the dreams of certain sahaba, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, etc., that we form our own ways. And they dreamt of the adhan, and we have the adhan. So when we needed to call to prayer, we didn't just blindly follow the kuffar and start ringing one bell or start burning on fire or whatever it is. We have our own ways. So we have our own systems. And if we are going to agree with the systems of the kuffar, then unfortunately, my respected elders and friends, it is as if we are agreeing with part of the religion. Now imagine if, you know, unfortunately today we find people, they want to have all the celebrations. So New Year's Day, they're jumping up and down. And then Easter is the same thing. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Women's Day, Eid, Diwali, Christmas. And these things have been created to make mankind part with their hard-earned money. And people, you'll see Muslims busting fireworks at the time of maybe Diwali or at the time of Guy Fawkes. Muslims busting fireworks. Now imagine if I had to tell you that there's a non-Muslim family. It's not a true story, I'm just giving an example. There's a non-Muslim family, and every year, 2 months before Bakri Eid, or straight after Ramadan, they go buy one sheep. And they look after the sheep, and they feed it, and they make it, you know, play with it, etc. And on Qurbani Day, they go, they take the sheep, and they slaughter the sheep. You say, Molana, what nonsense you're talking? We are non-Muslim, we'll make Qurbani. So in the same way, we are Muslim, we'll burst fireworks. We are Muslim, will celebrate Valentine's. We are Muslim, will celebrate Christmas. So, if it's such a joke to us that a non-Muslim can do these Islamic things, what a bigger joke it is that a Muslim is doing the non-Islamic things. So my respected elders and friends, if you go into the history of Valentine's, so then there's so many different stories. There's a story about a pagan ritual started by the Romans in the year 4 BC, before Christ. And then they tried to kill it, and then people began turning to Christianity, and then to keep the people from going into Christianity, they brought about this day. And there's also, if you go read about Valentine's, you'll see that in 1776, that the French government banned the practice of Valentine's. So much so in Italy, Austria, Hungary, Germany, these rituals all eventually vanished. And it was banished in England from the 17th century. The same Valentine's that's happening now. But in 1660, Charles II now came and he revived it. And it became such a big thing after that, that in the first year, you find a person by the name of Esther A. Howland. He started this Valentine's Day cards. And they say in the first year, in 1840, he sold Valentine's cards to the value of $5,000. We're talking about 1640. When $5,000 at that time was a lot of money. And this is how they got people. No, come say come now, even if you don't buy her anything, just get one card for her. And this is what we've been sold. And so that card comes there, and it goes there maybe on the dressing table, and 1 week down the line, there's trouble in the house again. Why? That was a temporary fix. Your permanent fix is to bring the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in your house. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also loved his wife. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the most beloved to you? Who is the most beloved to you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Aisha. They said, no, we're talking about the men. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, her father. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who can love his wives more than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam loved the ummahatul mu'mineen? But do we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose a specific day and followed the ways of the kuffar to show his love to his wives? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the glass of water on the same side that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu had put her lips and drank from. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned the glass to the exact same side and he drank from there. The same West that so-called promulgates love says that no, there's a lot of viruses and germs, you can't drink from the same place. So what are they promoting to us? They're making us fools, my respected elders and friends. If you look, there are statistics. There's a website called avo.com. It's an online legal website. They'll tell you that divorce rates increased 2 weeks prior and 2 weeks after Valentine's. If you take the statistics throughout the year, divorce rates, there's divorce happening throughout the year. But statistically, it picks up 2 weeks before Valentine's and 2 weeks. A legal match that will tell you, also a legal website will tell you the same thing. So my respected elders and friends, the spike happens then. Because why? We see, I dealt with one case a couple of years ago, not very long ago too. And the problem in that case was that the husband felt, why does my wife, or why does my friends need to know what my wife is doing for me, or what I am going to eat for supper tonight, before even me? So what the wife used to do is, maybe she's excited, she baked one lovely cake, or she tried one new recipe out, so it gets pictured and puts onto Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is. And now this bichara is sitting in his office, 3 o'clock, he's speaking to his friend, he says, hey, you know what, lovely chocolate cake your wife made. So what are you talking about? How you know my wife made a chocolate cake? But that was one of his issues, because we want to show. So even now also, we'll show the ring, and we, it's happening today, my respected elders and friends. People are showing you, they're sitting in first class, and they're sitting in this country and that country, only to find out tomorrow that this marriage is so heavily in the, under the rocks here, and there's so much of problems and drama happening that they are almost separated. But what they're showing on the outside is something else. So now to here also, to show that, you know, we also have that loving heart. So we want to show that, you know, we gave our wife flowers, or we gave her this gift or that gift or whatever it might be. But meanwhile, the marriage is on the rocks and there's problems happening. So we don't need to do things to show people. Bring in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed you, let's start with that at least. At least let's start with that. Let's start with making salam when we enter home. Start with making salam when we leave home. This is the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabattum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, must I not show you? I mentioned it already, I'm mentioning it again as a repetition so we understand. Must I not show you something that if you do it, it will create love between you. Afshu salama bainakum. Make salam between you. Islam is about love. Islam doesn't stop a person from loving his wife, from loving his children, from loving his parents. It encourages these things. But it has to be done in the right way. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hadith Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, Ya Mu'az, inni uhibbuk. I love you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Mu'az radiallahu anhu when he was leaving Medina, and he was sending him on an errand, that, oh Mu'az, I love you. So this is there, my respected elders and friends, what love we should be vying for. Vying for the love of Allah. Vying for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what is going to help us in that qabr. That comes first. Love your wife, love your children. But do not do things against the deen. Do not do things against the sunnah. Do not do things against Islam. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. For every single one, Allah Ta'ala says, we have made a system and a way. Hey, do not follow the ways of the people before you. We know what is happening. We want to follow their ways. But we can see what they're doing to us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, قَدَ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That hatred has already come out from their mouth. وَمَا تُخْفِي سُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. What is in their hearts is even worse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us and told us, the rivers of blood are flowing from our brothers and sisters throughout the Muslim world. But we are too busy in Bollywood and in Hollywood movies, drowning the screams that are coming from Uzbekistan, drowning the screams that are coming from Gaza, drowning the screams that are coming from Syria, and so many different places, Afghanistan, Kashmir, Chechnya, Palestine, we can go on and on. But we have become deaf to that because we're now excited about this. My respected elders and friends, we know it's not Valentine's today, but next week Friday will be too late. Therefore, I have chosen that subject now. But if you have this in your mind, wallahi, my respected elders and friends, that flowers you're going to buy, in few days' time, it will be in the bin. Take that money and donate it toward a charitable cause. In the name for Isa, or for Sawab, for your wife. And that will benefit her more in dunya, in qabr, and in akhirah. Take that money and donate. We can see what is happening throughout the world. There is suffering, there is poverty. Guantanamo Bay, everywhere they are after the Muslims. And instead of us worrying who our enemy is, we are saying, no, we want to join you in your celebrations. My respected elders and friends, my time is up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this, you know, this social media that creates this hype, and we want to follow exactly like they say, monkey see, monkey do. So we want to follow it and say, I was there. But my respected elders and friends, you might have been there, but you have actually created a problem for yourself. Allah Ta'ala save us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.